Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's it. Everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live here. We're actually broadcasting from the studio of Lipstick Radio. It's amazing. We're here in L.A. We're working hard getting it out there. We have three amazing guests for you tonight. We want everybody to stay tuned in, keep it locked, tell your friends. Tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on. Also, we're going to start it off with one of the amazing artists that we have in rotation. We're going to talk with him and what's coming up. Well, you know we love to talk with our artists out there that's really making those moves. And tonight is Throwdown Thursdays, and we are getting it in. We had to call. We had to get this artist on, and we are pumped up. But in the meantime, really quick, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get to our guest. So y'all keep it locked. It's the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and you rocking with us. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich as well as at Nikki R Show. Nikki Rich Show that. NikkiRichShow.com, and if you want to speak to our guest tonight, dial in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Well, with no further ado, we would like to welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet, Hunch. Welcome. How are you doing?
What up? Thank you for having me again, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, we had to bring you back. We see you out there. You working. You grinding. We definitely had to bring you back to the hottest radio station.
Yeah, I'm definitely grinding. The project's finally out, so I definitely got to go even harder now.
Most definitely. And you have a movement, because I'm telling you, when we said you was coming on, I mean, you got the East, you got the West, and I'm telling you, you definitely got the South on lock, especially Florida. Definitely.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my thing.
Now tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now.
Right now, I just put out the project, the mixtape, Watch Me, I Get Busy. It came out Monday afternoon. It has 17 tracks on there. A variety of, all of it is original music. I think out of the 17, I personally produced myself maybe around like six or seven. I work with like two other producers from Philly. I'm from Philly, so as far as features on there, I got Sha Jones on there, who's from OKC, who's doing her thing, which is a song everybody's loving right now, You're the One. Getting a lot of spins,
yeah,
on internet radio and commercial radio. I'm trying to do the video for it. I'm still trying to work out other features. I got somebody by the name of Camille Sledge, which is a real personal song of mine. I'm gonna definitely give it to you. It's called I'll Pray. And then I got another one with a guy who was on Making a Band, that show that was on MTV with Puff Daddy, by the name of Deshaun, but he goes by D-Dub. He's one of those. Man, actually, I think you got that one. That's the one called Would You? No, you got In the Bank.
I got Would You and Cat. Yeah.
Oh, you got Would You?
That.
Okay. Well, that's Deshaun on there. So it's like, as far as rappers, like those people I just named are all R&B singers. As far as rappers, I got artists by the name of Catalyst out of New York, the Bronx, who's
the only
rapper. Yeah, In the Bank, on the song In the Bank. He's the only rapper on the project, and I purposely did that because I really wanted this project to be focused mainly on me as far as on the rap side of things and also on the production. So I ain't really, like, reach out to too many rappers. I mean, there's some people that sent me stuff. There's a few rappers that I did songs in the past with that really, you know, could have possibly made the project, but it wasn't really, like, if the songs was hot or not. It was just more so I wanted the focus to be mainly on me. But the singers I got on there, they're amazing. They're doing their thing. And pretty much I think it's a real well-rounded project. I mean, it got stories. They got joints for the ladies, club joints, joints for the streets. You know, that it got, I mean, and the bank is, that's a Midwest, South, and up North, East Coast, West Coast bounce. And then I got, you know, your regular smooth joints for the ladies, like You're the One, and I got a few other ones. I got Would You, I got some street joints on there, and I should be releasing another video in the next couple of days for a song called Get Busy, and I'm trying to, like I said, work out one for You're the One, and if me and Shasha, you know, we can get together and be in the same city, we're going to knock that out. But that's what I got going on right now.
That's hot. You rocking it. Now, we definitely want to play those tracks. You got time for us to play, you know, and you introduce here on the Nicki Rich Show?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, we want to start with Would You, featuring D-Dub, produced by Eflin. And we here right now with Hutch.
But love for you, baby.
What you
feel? Vibe with a
money I got, the juice that I rock, and with the hottest car on the block. Don't love me cause you hear this nigga spitting it hot. You should love me for the time I spent up in your spot. I've been with you through the good and the bad, I'm still here. And all I wanna know is what you feel real here. Like is it just the front, you really don't care. But loving when you give me and them other chicks here. Like if I had a banked out whip, now would you ride? Now would you still love me if I had a little job and made a little money just enough to get me by? Or would you play games like seeing every other guy? Now don't front for me, just let a nigga know. Is it the love, the fame, or you see I got dough? So just be real, tell me what you want. We both wrong, ain't no need to front, just talk to me.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
would you
still ride with a nigga like me?
What I got her, she want everything, like from the Gucci to the Prada, Chanel to LV, she won't get it from me. I never spoil a chick, you gotta earn yours, unless you my baby mom, and then it's open doors. I'd rather chill with you than chill with my boys, but when we together, it's money that you ask for. Now why everything just gotta be about dough? You tryna juice a nigga like Hush, don't know. Now I would be wrong if I only wanted to hit, and called you a bitch, told niggas you a trick. Respect me, respect mine, and don't abuse. You wanna be a player, gotta watch who you choose. Cause some niggas play this game, they won't lose. And slap a broad up, try to plan for the fool now.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
would you
still ride with a nigga like me?
Yesterday, I got offered a small role in this independent film that's coming up. Oh, it's called Consent. It was an independent film, which was already released, and I think they premiered it at one of those like independent film festivals, and then like you know if it does good and get good reviews, like a major company will pick it up, you know, like redo it. So I got put onto that because I actually wrote two songs for the soundtrack. So, me writing two songs, you know, they kind of already knew who I was. And one of the guys that was one of the producers for the soundtrack, he played a major role in, you know, letting them know I wanted to kind of like do some of the acting things. So hopefully the end of June I'll be going to NY to work on that.
Okay.
Right now, other than that, I'm also going hard with the production. I'm working with a lot of artists, local and sound artists, on numerous different projects. So I'm trying to go real hard and heavy with the production. So I just want everybody, like, they can come to my site, hontchgetbusy.com, hontchgetbusy.com. I still have quite a few more beats up. It's pretty new right now, so it's not a lot of beats up, but I'm working on it. Take a little time, but it's definitely music on there. I got about 4 videos on there. I'm probably going to have like another 2 videos up in a couple days. But yeah, going hard with the production and trying to get my acting on, and working, you know, with other artists that's grinding, you know, that's dedicated.
That's real. You motivating all the artists that's listening in, because you're making it happen. And I love your grind. You know, you stay steady. You stay consistent. You don't give up. You don't quit. You just make it happen.
Absolutely.
And I've seen you since you've been on the show. I'm going to tell you, I have actually seen the growth. I know you've seen it and feel it.
That's the good part about
everywhere.
It, too, like, to work hard and see, you know, the progression from of it, and see that people, you know, appreciate the music, appreciate the videos and, you know, stuff like that. So when I get tweets and emails and stuff, I reply to anything I possibly could, because, you know, I'm one of them artists. To me, I feel like I'm true to my craft. So, like, I do this because I really love to do it. I make the music because I really love to do it. Like, it's not like I'm on some type of, you know, artist trip people be on, like, oh, I got to get a Grammy, or I mean, all that's nice, but I love to make music, because music, I think, you know what I'm saying, music, it could touch you in so many ways, you know what I mean? It can make you laugh, it can make you cry, make you feel good, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, music always been a part of my family, been a part of me through middle school, high school, even up to now being an adult. So I'm like, you know, regardless if big awards come or big tours come, like, I'm always going to do it, because I just got a passion for doing music. So I just want to keep putting good music out there, and as long as people, you know, keep showing that they appreciate it and like what I'm doing, I'm always, you know, drop stuff.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of you, because I see so many artists, they work and they be right there, and they stop.
Mm-hmm.
They stop.
Yep.
And you keep it going.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, I think that comes a lot from having certain wants that they may want, and then when they don't get it, or get it in a timely fashion that they want it, they think, you know, it's not possible to happen. Or they might see somebody, I know for me it was real hard, you know, looking at people that I might have said, you know, they don't take this crap seriously, but they got on, or they on a big tour or whatever. But one of the key things is, somebody told me, was like, you can't focus on what other people are doing. Like, you can watch, so you can see the things you need to do and grow and how to better yourself as an artist or producer, but, like, you can't look at it and be like, man, that should be me, or why? You just got to do what you do and stay positive and stay focused. And if you're doing everything you need to be doing and you're doing it in a right frame of mind with a positive attitude, like, people will notice, you know what I'm saying? People will, you know what I'm saying, watch what you're doing and watch your growth and see what you're doing, and you'd be surprised, because a lot of people will start to reach out and even give you a hand or give you advice. It's not all about somebody always going to just jump and give you a record deal or give you money to go do a big video or whatever. It's like, I'd rather have somebody give me some positive knowledge on how I can have longevity versus cut me a check that may only hold me afloat for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about staying positive, you know what I'm saying, and progressing.
That's real. And I love that you said that, because that's what happened with me, myself. You know, like, I just go and let it happen, you know, and things just happen, and, you know, and it only happened because of God, you know. He guides me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here today.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And we're excited that you're here, you know. And is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners, to, you know, anything else or that we something else you want to share that we can expect, you know, not, that you just listed, but also, you know, where they can find you and download all your mixtape info and everything. We also got you featured on NikkiRichShow.com as well.
Okay, that's love. Yeah, like I said, they can hit me at hushgetbusy.com. I'm trying to make it, you know, a real interactive site. I actually did the site myself, so it's taking me a little bit of time because I got to learn as I'm doing it. But, I mean, this video's up. I got some beats up. But for the stuff that's not on there yet, people could go to my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/hunch215. My Instagram is the same thing, Hunch215. My Twitter is Hunch_getbizzy, GETBIZZY. And I just, you know what I'm saying, want to work with a lot of the up-and-coming artists. I don't have nothing against working with the people that's already doing their thing and that's on, but I like working with new artists, you know, that's not on a certain plateau yet, because they tend to have more of a drive, more of a passion, more of a, like, I want to get it versus somebody that's already situated and they're comfortable. I mean, their drive is just a little bit different sometimes. So for all the listeners, artists, that's hip-hop artists, R&B artists, pop artists, gospel artists, you know, let's connect, let's work, because producers need writers, writers need singers. I mean, so, I mean, we all should just be working together, especially at this stage where it's like, It's so easier now for us to connect through the social media. It's not like you got to call up my manager or my A&R. You could just get directly to me through email. It's me responding back. It's me. I'm actually controlling my Twitter. It's me actually on the blocks or whatever. So just, you know, get with me.
That's real. And we are. We with the program. We with the team. Yes, yes, yes. We're so glad to have you here, you know, and you know, we're glad to welcome you back to the Nikki Rich Show. And you know, we're going to end with some hot new music. We got that in the bank as well that we want to end with. But we want to thank you for, you know, taking your time to come to the Nikki Rich Show and share with update your updates and what's going on. And again, we continue to welcome you back anytime.
Thank you, Nikki, for having me. I appreciate you for getting me on. I appreciate the love for all over the internet. As I said, everybody, all the listeners, y'all can go to my website. But make sure y'all go and download the mixtape. It's called Watch Me, I Get Busy. It's on hundreds of sites, but the main sites that I'm pushing right now for people to go to, either could go to Coast to Coast mixtape.com, or you can go to datpiff.com. And, you know, just type in my name in the search bar, Hunch, H-O-N-C-H, and it'll come up. And I'm sure there's something in there, everybody, you know, perhaps more than one song that they can, you know, feel and like. And it's just more to come. So, you know, just keep a watch for me, and let's work.
That's real. Let's make it happen. Well, we thank you again for being our guest tonight. And we're going to end tonight with In the Bank, featuring Catalyst, also produced by Al Hardy. And
Al Hardy,
okay.
Yep.
You want to give a shout out too before you go?
Yeah. Shout out to Catalyst if he's listening right now. He should be listening right now. Shout out to Al Hardy. Shout out to Faust. Shout out to F. Lyman. Those are a few of the other producers. Besides Catalyst, who's the rapper, but the other people I named was producers. Y'all can check them out too. And just to all the listeners, everybody that's, you know, feeling my music, that's supporting the show, you know, that's happy I came on or whatever. So just, you know, get with me.
That's real. And definitely connect with our guests tonight. We got amazing guests. We got Miss Elvira Guzman coming up. You definitely got to connect with her. She's the author and the radio, so we don't want to not connect with her. As well as we We got motivational marketing. You know, we got everybody coming through. Miss Dana.
Okay.
Sidberry.
Okay.
So you definitely. Mhm.
Well, I thank you, Miss Nikki, and you keep doing your thing. I see you growing constantly too.
Yeah. And yes, and I'm gonna tell you, you know, I don't know if you know about our great news today, but I had a huge meeting today with Primetime Tours, and the Nikki Show is the official, we're the official radio show for Primetime Hollywood Tours. So the Nikki Rich Show will be on the tour bus touring Hollywood, doing our show live, and we're filming the reality show with Primetime Tours next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I gotta get out there.
You sure do, because we'll bring you on.
Yeah. All right.
You know,
congratulations, though.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the big news today.
Okay.
So we're excited. But congratulations on all your success. And, you know how we do. We welcome you back anytime. And we're going to continue to blast it out, you know. And let us know. Give us our feedback. If we ain't doing something right, let us know so we can get it back on track.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yes, much love. We're going to end right here. Everybody, you were just a little.
We getting money. You should try it.
It up cause I'm on. You niggas mad that I got it. I'ma do me, nigga, gon' do you. Why the fuck y'all haters clocking my wallet? I grind hard, play hard. Hustling's my day job. I'm real with mine, you can out street. That means you dudes is all fraud. I'm a fly guy, do fly shit. Fly first class, blow kush. That's somehow when I breathe fire. That bad chick on me to push. My gear tight, Drew's right. I dick him down that long pipe. I ain't really with that drama life. There's a problem, nigga, it's on sight. Go hard cause I'm on that mission. On my feet, never catch me slipping. Ain't no beef, gotta get this chicken. Get this. Why the hell y'all trippin'? My money up, so I'm good. My team straight, so I'm good. I never fronted on nobody, so in the hood, I'm good. That cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same. I take cash all in my pocket, rocks all in my chain. I'm out here getting this paper, y'all should be doing the same.
I be all up in the bank,
I be
all up in the bank,
I be
all up in the bank.
Different country, different money. The haters gotta keep their distance from me. Middle finger, all y'all getting from me. Bad bitches with kisses for me. Tell you how they keep kidding for me. Customs what be threaded on me. But I go let y'all tell it for me. We in, new ride, you side, watching, options, got none.
It's Green Light Game.
Hey, what the business is, huh? It's Frank Benji, and I'm tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. You know how we do it. I'ma see you, shorty. It's a green light. Everything could go.
So many people tuned in worldwide that's listening as we speak.
Check this out. It's your boy Warren G, and I'm doing it big right now on the Nikki Rich Show. If you don't know about it, now you know. You got the door.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
and you.
Radio station on the planet. We live.
Hi, thank you.
LBC,
thank you. And Nikki Rick, thank you.
Warren G.
Nikki Rick Show. So you want to know what you expect. You got Met the Man on the phone. He said, what's good? We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nikki Rick Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nikki Rick. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, people who love music, you are now tuned in to the fabulous, most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nikki Rich. Yo, Nicky Rich, let's get it on, baby. This red man in the building. Yo, Memph, what's good? I got that door, nigga. We on the Nicky Rich show. Let's get city to present. I'm here. I'm glad I got my interview in. I'm in Killer Cali right now. The sun is blazing. It's nice and hot, ski. But, and yo, Nicky Rich, you the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich show. Nicky Rich show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich show. Nicky Rich show.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It's that time. Our next guest is in the house. I'm excited to welcome author Elvira Guzman to the Nicky Rich Show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
We're excited to have you. We got a chance to talk with you before prior on one of our shows, but I'm pumped up to talk to you today because I got a chance to come to L.A. and meet you personally, and it's just been amazing. So we're glad to have you on tonight.
I know. Thank you so much for coming and supporting the concert. We really appreciate you having you there.
Yes, yes. Well, tell us what's going on. What's new?
Well, the first thing is my book is going to be available on paperback June 1st on my website, www.elviraguzman.com. So I'm really excited about that. I've been working very hard to master the final copy, and we've done it. So beginning June 1st, people could go to the website and purchase, and we will deliver. So that's one of the things that I'm very excited about. And the other thing is I started a production company. I'm not too sure if you know, my background was in producing TV and radio before I started my PR company, where I used to do an Apollo-style show with Steve Harvey, where we used to give new talent an opportunity back in 2003. And 10 years later, I realized that there's no platform for new artists, and there's over 111 new thousand people who come out here each year, and there's no platform. So I started a new show called Showtime in Hollywood, and it's going to be a weekly show, not televised, kind of like the Apollo, but with the LA feel, and it's going to be filled with executives. So I'm really excited. I would like for you to come out and check it out.
Most definitely. That is huge because nobody is doing it right now.
Nobody, girl, no.
That
and, you know,
huge.
Just to be honest with you, like, I'm tired of, you know, certain types of music on the radio, and I'm ready for that love music. You know, one of my clients is Music Soul Child, and even for him, it's really difficult to get on radio. And, you know, my background's in radio, 9 years working in syndicated radio, and only 2% of new artists get on radio. So when I realized that, I said, you know what, I have to do something about it. And so the hosts for the show are radio hosts, so if they really like an artist, they're going to give them an opportunity on the radio show.
Awesome. And I love, you know, and I love that you're so surrounded by so many artists, you know, and it's not just one particular, like, artist over here. We got the R&B, we got the rock, we got the pop, we got the hip-hop. That's what I love, you know, universal. Universal.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, tomorrow I'm going to do an interview on another radio show with Too Short. You know, I love rap. I love different genres of music, especially, like, salsa and things that people wouldn't even think I like.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. And
you
are
so
really
much.
Making it happen out there, especially for the artists, just having that avenue where they can come. Now, what are the requirements? What can they look for? What can they do, you know, if they want to be a part of your movement?
Yes, they need to go to our Facebook page, and it's / Showtime in Hollywood, and they just need to upload a video, and they could email Chelsea at lvgpr.com, and they can find out more information. But we're looking for comedians, spoken word, rappers, singers, bands, groups, all of the above. If you believe that you're talented, come on, but you just know that you can get booed if you suck. So we're looking for the best of the best. This isn't a place to come and try it out for the first time. No.
That is so cool. And you know what? It's going to be a lot of people that that's going to come out because it's really, like you said, nothing for people, nowhere for them to really perform. And, you know, sometimes it gets, I say, redundant. You know, you got showcase after showcase after showcase, you know. Sometimes it seems like it's the same old thing. But this is right here is different. It's going to draw in so many people because it's not the same thing that everybody's doing at right now.
Exactly. And I think about, you know, I deal with reality and statistics. My background's in political science, so in research. So when you think about it, when people come out to LA and they think they're going to make it, they don't. They end up in little coffee shops singing, or they end up at this little club that nobody really goes to. So there's really no platform. If you think about the Apollo, when people really wanted to make it, they would go to amateur night, you know, starting back in, you know, 1934. So this was a place where if you want to make it, you're going to go there. There's no place to do that now. You know, the only place now is like places like The Voice, American Idol. But the shot for you to get on there is slim and none. You know, not too many people know Carson Daly directly who could get an interview. You know what I mean? So this is really going to be something groundbreaking in the industry. And, you know, our first special guest performer is Tank, and he's going to be bringing Tyrese and Genuine with him. So it's going to be a really, really big deal. And it's going to be June 27th at Rooftop 3100, and it's going to be during the BET Award weekend.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you know, so that's going to be the very first one. Thank you so much.
And I love that, you know, first of all, I know people are listening to you right now, but I'm going to tell you, you are a superwoman. You're motivational, you're inspiring, and you are just innovative.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And I want everybody to know that, you know, because they have to go and do their research on you because you are so inspiring to all those that are listening in right now. If they know you, your story, your background, and where you are right now and what you're doing, truly amazing. It's such an inspiration. And,
wow,
and
thank you so much.
Too. You're not, I would say, selfish. You help people along the way, you know. You help me, you know, I came out here.
Mm-hmm.
You truly helped me, and I just thank you and Chelsea and just, you don't think of yourself, you know?
Well, you know, I have wonderful parents who taught me great, you know, morals. And I know that coming up in this industry, it's going to be 13 years. A lot of people helped me up. And so I always knew that if one hand is up, one hand is down, and you got to bring somebody else with you. And so that's just
mm-hmm.
my motto. And if there's anything that I could do for people, you know, I do it. You know, I realize that these artists, you know, I get contacted every single day, Nikki, for people who want to be represented by me. And it breaks my heart when they're not able to afford my retainers. And unfortunately, I have to pay staff too, so it's not like I just could do, you know, a million accounts. So, you know, it breaks my heart. So I'm just, you know, I'm racking my brain, like, how can I help these people? I feel so badly for them. They're telling me that, you know, they don't have money to eat. They're, you know, sleeping at friends' houses. And I'm just like, there has to be a better way. So, yes, I'm always looking to help others and to think of ideas that don't just serve me but serve other people.
And you are. And you make it happen. And we're going to tell so many. And I'm so glad that you and Chelsea have, you know, you come up with this concept, but, you know, people that's helping you along the way, too, you know, because we're going to tell the artists that come on here and let them know, you know, about it, because it's another avenue for them. Like I said, you know, it's always good for somebody to have that other avenue that they can go to.
Oh, absolutely. And already, like, I can't release the names, but I have a few networks that are coming to the showcase. I have a few really big celebrities coming that, you know, I can't mention publicly, but this is going to be definitely executive studded, you know. It's going to be a place where as soon as, you know, the difference between this and the Apollo is as soon as the showcase is over, it's going to turn into a networking mixer. So anybody can make a deal. If you want to meet an agent or a publicist, whatever it is, it's going to be available there.
Wow. That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome, and you know that's gonna be hot.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. Like, it gets me back to my talent book. I'm sorry.
I said, let them know when you started again.
Oh, the first date is going to be June 27th at Rooftop 3100. And if they want more information, they could email me at Elvira@lvgpr.com for sponsorships or media. If they want to be a contestant, they could email Chelsea, and her email is Chelsea@lvgpr.com. And yeah, and so like I was saying, I'm just really excited, like, for the special guest performances. We're going to mix it up. So for instance, one week we're going to have an R&B artist like Tank. The next week we're going to have like a comedian like Mike Epps. So that way, you know, the contestants who want to be comedians get excited and they're able to make that connection. And who knows what type of business could come about. So I'm going to definitely mix it up so that way everybody gets, you know, a good opportunity.
Okay. That is awesome. That is amazing. Well, we're just so glad that you are here tonight and you're able to share. Is there anything that you else that you would like to share that about Miss Elvira Guzman that you're working on that you want to share as well? Anything else?
That would be the only thing is definitely about the book. Is a lot of people think that my book is about the entertainment industry, and it's really more about finding yourself, finding your purpose. And then once you really find that, then all of the doors are going to open for you. So I really encourage people to read that book first and then contact me for PR after, because it's really hard for me to work with people who don't really know what's going on. You know what I mean? So but I would definitely like to push that.
Exactly. You got to know what's going on, and you got to know. And that you hit it on the nail. I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because a lot of people, they see on the outside, they think they know about the Nicki Minaj show, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they've never been on the show, or a lot of them don't know the movement and, you know, what's to come, you know, where we headed. But, you know, you got to know what it is. Don't just be like, oh, I want to be on your show, or I want to be in your show, you know, that you got coming up.
Exactly.
You got to
exactly. It's like, how can you even want to be represented by me if you haven't even read my book or know what I stand for or know the type of vision or the type of person that I am? You know, and I think people, once they read this book, they understand why I've been so successful. They understand why, you know, I've been dubbed the pit bull for the very most successful people, especially men, in this industry. You know, I'm the go-getter. Whether people wanted to have a meeting with Oprah or a president, I was the person to make it happen. And this book will help everybody make it happen as well, and that's the point. So, you know, when I get artists, I need to make sure that they're on the same level as I am mentally, so that way once I set them up with meetings, they're able to close deals as easily as I am able to close deals.
And you making that happen for the ladies, the women out there. Because it's
yes,
hard, you know, as a woman out there, you know, and we're just so glad to have you on here tonight. Now, is there any more contact information that you would like to share, website, where they could purchase your novels, anything you would like to share out there?
Yeah, just if they go to my website, ElviraGuzman.com, if they want to contact me, there's a contact us. That goes directly to my phone. So if you guys have any questions about PR representation, my book, or the show, that's an easy way to get a hold of me immediately.
And also, we have you featured on our site. I don't know if you saw that, but...
Yes, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Chelsea keeps me updated. She's amazing.
Yes, and you got to get some more info. We'll put everything up, you know. It's featured on our site. So, yeah, most definitely.
Great. Will do. Thank you.
And we thank you so much for taking out your time to come on the Nicki Rich Show tonight. And is there anything you would like to share, any shout-outs or thank you? To the listeners.
Yes, I would just like to thank you for supporting my book and for seeing my vision and for supporting my concerts and supporting my clients. You know, I know that I could always count on you. And so I just really appreciate you because, you know, it's difficult to get interviews for publicists, you know, and I really, really, really do appreciate you. So thank you.
Yes, and anytime, you know, we're here, you know, and we support the movement, and if anytime we can help, you know, we're here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Oh, God bless you, too, and thank you so much.
Thank you. And everybody, you were just listening to author Elvira Guzman. She also celebrity published as well in a huge industry, heavy hitter in the entertainment industry as well. So you got to support the movement. Please follow her because that's a network person that you would want to network with. And I tell you, you know, you never know who's going to be on the Nikki Rich Show, and we only bring on the best, so you got to support the movement. And also go and purchase her novel as well. And I do want to tell everybody that, you know, you can go listen to this episode on iTunes for free, but definitely go follow at LV_G_PR. All right. Hottest
radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. And we're getting it in right now. We want to go to Miss Trina Braxton, Party or Go Home.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hot star. Big bully, let's go. Tree, tree. Where you at, baby?
Boutique that caters to full figure women such as myself and the fashionistas worldwide. They offer fun, flirty, and fashionable pieces for women sizes 12 to 24. They're so committed into making a full woman look like how we should feel, confident and fabulous. With the most recent relaunch, Infinite Style now takes a more intimate approach to serving its clientele. Women can expect a hand-selected collection which boosts department store quality. They're offering all the styles and all the latest trends so that you and I can show it off to the world. I know you're wondering, what makes an Infinite woman? Hers! That's their goal, to offer us the best in quality at an affordable price. Log on today at www.infinitestyleonline.com and be sure to like them on Facebook at Infinite Style Online. They also have a Twitter at Infinite Style, number 4, letter U, for new merchandise, discounts, events, and more.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
This is a DJ Boo production. In conjunction with Doggy Style Records at 213.
I need a ride or die hoopie that could get dirty and Gucci on the floor. The hoopty while she loving me. Yeah, I'm usually the instigator, but ain't nothing greater than an X-Raider with a nickname like Vibrator. I need to do the remix to Area Code. And plenty more. The way it kicks sometimes is out of control. So when my nigga Snoop Dogg comes and kicks it down, when I walk up in the dough, you better know it's pimping on the hoe. 213 is the crew for show, and they know about us everywhere we go. Hey, what it do be that?
I'm just about to call, so Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned your warranty, he told me he rolled
your... I told you she's a
fool. Oh,
she's a Nick Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Goofy love.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Groupie love,
yeah. Warren G in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Groupie love,
213, all in your face, and we trying to find looking for a chick. That love, that West Coast gangsta shit. Yeah, girl, if you think that you're the one, let's go and have ourselves some fun. You ain't got a point, nothing at all. Just enjoy the adventures of the dog. I heard you like my smile, my rap, my pimp, my style. Well, it's on you, what it do? You got to let Nate hit it too. Cause when we come to your town, rolling pimps up, draws down. Hey, what it do we say?
I'm just about to call, so Snoop Dogg told me that he phoned your warranty, he told me he rolled
you. I told you she's a fool.
Oh,
she's a Nate Dogg in the house tonight, looking for some goofy love.
Prime time, that is, and we're excited about it.
And we will also be shooting the reality show with Primetime Hollywood Tours next Thursday. So all the celebrities, everybody's going to be there. So if you want to come out to Hollywood Boulevard, you will see Nicki Rich Show, our very first show on Primetime, and we're going to be in the reality show of Primetime Hollywood Tours. And it's truly a blessing just to get that. I'm excited, you know, and so much to come, you know. But we're playing this Back in the Day buffet right now. We got Bone Thugs and Harmony. We had a chance to interview them a couple of weeks ago as well. And shout out to Miss Elvira Guzman. She made it happen. She made it happen. And we're excited about what's to come. But right now, we're going to go to Bone Thugs and Harmony. And this is a.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Slept and neglected, and second me blood, they back to me.
Something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fight up,
hey.
We fight up,
hey.
action. I'm about to fight up. Fight up. Hey. That money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell our money. I left the building, that chick was right behind her. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up cause she see rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratched. She turned on, I did that. She fired up cause she see rap. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away. Fire. Hey. We fire. Hey. Hey, I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire. Hey. We fire. Hey. I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire. Fire. Hey. We fire. Hey. So many pretty women in here got me fired.
All right, all right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station. That was L. Myers, Fired Up. And we can gear it up for our special guest. We're just moments away. So call in 323-580-5749. We're excited to welcome Miss Dana Seabury of Motivation Marketing. So we're pumped up about that. But before we get to her, we want you to listen and check out one of our past guests. She's an actress in Hollywood, and she came on and talked with us and gave us another side of her. And this is her musical side. And we want y'all to check it out right here on The Nikki Rich Show. And this is Miss Kiki Palmer, Dance Along.
Boy, you got my heart beating on my chest. Hotter than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Get alert, I'm falling for you, call the paramedics.
Russ Simmons, and I want to give a big shout out to Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show right here.
If you like.
Yes, this is Sierra Marie, and this is my new single, You Did That, right here on the Nikki Rich Show.
They say, what's happening? It's your boy, Shouty Allo. And right now, you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah. Shouty.
Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Tina, going live. You know what I'm saying? With my girl, Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
Much love. Major.
The Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, this your boy J.O. Winston, the candidate. One on earth, know I'm saying, coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nikki Rich, Blog Talk Radio. If you guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with it, get rain over. Get with it, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have to rest up on the well. It's time y'all tune in. Let's get this thing popping.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. I don't know if y'all know, but we are in the Listic Radio Studio. So shout out to Listic Radio for allowing the Nikki Rich Show to come in and do their show live. We are excited about it, and definitely got to follow Listic Radio. Be sure and check her out. And network and build. I do want to tell everybody we got some upcoming surprises for you, and she's going to release that soon. And we're pumped up. We're excited. So definitely stay tuned, Lipstick Radio. Miss Kimberly will be on the Nikki Rich Show on June the 5th. So definitely want to tune in. And shout out to Avant. Right now is on my timeline. Hit me up. So shout out to him and everybody that's tuned in. You never know who's listening in. So thank you guys and all the supporters. I do want to let you know we're getting geared up for our special guest for tonight. The lines are crazy, I see. I see the lines are crazy. We're going to get to our guest in just a few minutes, but I definitely want to check out these phone lines, so we're going to take a break and get to you guys, and we're going to take it back. Speaking of, High Five, we had them on about a month ago, so definitely want to play this kissing game.
Yeah, it's your girl Miss Nay, Rockstar Chick CEO, and I'm on a Nikki Rich show with my homegirl Miss Nikki Rich, and I'm always where the paper is. Yeah, what it is?
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're checking out the Nikki Rich show. Why? Cause Nikki's fucking rich.
That's what it is. Shout out to Method Man. Shout out to Miss Nay. Everybody else showing love to the Nikki Rich Show, but we're excited because our guest is in the building, and I'm ready and I'm pumped up to welcome the founder of Motivation Marketing. We're here to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Dana Sidbury. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, everybody.
Yes, we're pumped up to have you here tonight. Now, Miss Dana, tell us a little bit about you. We know it's your first time here, and we have over 300,000 listeners. So let them know where you're from and where you're based out of.
Okay, well, I am located here in the QC, the Charlotte, North Carolina, represent. And,
okay.
Yeah, I love it. I'm Charlotte native, and I love my city. Let's see. About me, I am a licensed bail bondsman. I am a licensed hairstylist, and I am a marketing and PR representative for entertainers, authors, salon owners, beauty professionals, poets, you name it, we do it. And we are a full service boutique agency, meaning that we are small in number so that we can take care of our clients. Entrepreneur, I'm a mother and a wife, a sister, a niece, and all those beautiful things.
Awesome. Now, we know that you work with artists as well. Now,
I do work with artists. I knew
globally.
Yes. I do work with artists, rappers, singers, personalities. I sure do. Yes, we do love our artists, definitely so.
And I want to tell everybody that as soon as we put it out there, that you are coming on, I'm going to tell you my social networking went crazy. Like my Instagram, my Twitter.
All right,
everybody.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Look, thank you for everybody showing the kids some love. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I thank you. And I've gotten quite a few followers and folks on my Instagram. I'm going to shout them out in a minute, too.
Okay. And I know one of them, I'm going to tell you, I put it out there. I definitely want to shout out Miss Tashira, and that's, she's known, you know her as DMX wife. I know she shows some love as well, and that's pretty hot.
Yes, and, that is, definitely.
Empress Boutique,
it is.
And so forth.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you for everybody showing the kid love. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
And guess what? You know, everybody that's listening, you do so much. You advertise, you event plan, you're a public relations marketing service, social media marketing, and so forth. So if they need you for advertising, if they need you for event planning, marketing, public relations, or social media marketing, they can just go to motivationmarketing.net, and that's motivationmktg.net. They definitely need to contact you.
Yes,
well.
They
you
definitely
so
need to hit me up, because, you know, the one thing I do like about my company, and I'm not just tooting my own horn. You can check out my website. The testimonials are there. You can go to our Facebook page. We have testimonials there. You know, we really grind for our clients. We really take care of our clients, and we are very hands-on. And that's what I love about being a boutique agency. You know, we can take the time out with our clients, and, you know, we do attend events with them, and, you know, we just really give them a great experience, and that's exactly what I love. We grind hard, we go hard for our clients, and we love our clients, and they love us back just as well. And that's motivationmarketingfirm.com for those that did not hear Nikki, you can go to motivationmarketingfirm.com or motivationmktg.net. Either way it goes, either way you slice it, you're going to find us.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I need to hurry up and get back to North Carolina so we can go to our little spot.
I know that's right. You done forgot about us down here in the South. You can't really be a Cali girl. I'm jealous.
But, you know, I love networking with like-minded individuals, amazing people like yourself. You're inspirational. It's truly a blessing. And we got so many people tuning in as well. Shout out to King Ruffin. I see he's in the building, and he's on my Twitter line as well. We're going to bring him in too. But, you know, it's truly amazing just to have some great people, you know, that come on.
Yes,
like
it is. I see King Ruffin. Hey, he done retweeted something I saw. Thank you.
Yes, he's in the queue. We have
okay. So
many people. You know, we'll bring him in just a few, but we're so glad to have you on tonight to just talk about, you know, now how did you get started? I know a lot of people want to know, like, what did you do? How did you get started? What did you do?
Okay. Well, actually, believe it or not, it's something that I love to tell people. I have been doing marketing and public relations for as long as I did not know that I was doing it. I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and they always said, you know, Dana, see if you can find this, or Dana, see if you can contact this person, or, you know, put this together for me, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, in high school, shout out to Myers Park High School. I'm not going to tell y'all what class. I stopped telling my age. Nobody can believe it anyway. But shout out to Myers Park. You know, I attended DECA. It was a club in high school that was a marketing club, and I enjoyed it. And I did it all of my you know, 4 years in high school. And it's just something that stuck with me. It's definitely a passion of mine just to take care of people and take care of their businesses and see them move on to the next level and definitely take them to the next level. So, you know, to answer your question, it is a passion. It's not something that is easy to just jump into. You have to really, you know, network. You have to really get your reputation out there so people will trust you to take care of them and their businesses. And once you do all those things, you're on your way.
You already just out there. You making
what you
it
say?
Happen. I say you already out there making it happen for all our artists out there, all the entrepreneurs. And, you know, we're excited that I love that you said that we only take a certain number. People feel like you got to have so many people, you know, a whole group of people or what have you. I love that you said that, you know, that you only have a certain amount that you work with so you can really work with them one-on-one.
Oh, most definitely. Actually, last month we had a waiting list.
Right.
I'm very excited to say that, but we had a waiting list. And, you know, that really floored me, you know, that so many people wanted to come aboard. And, you know, a lot of people watch us work, you know, for whatever reason they wait and, you know, they just see and you know, just wait until their time is right. And, you know, they tell me that all the time. I see you grind. I see you're always here. You're always there. You know, I'm ready to come aboard. And we only work with clients that are motivated and that are on their way. Because, you know, if you're not ready, we can't make you ready. And we can't spend the time waiting on you to get ready either.
That's real. You got to be ready. You got to be
That's
ready.
It.
And,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't take a lot, you know. It doesn't take a lot. You got to be serious.
That's it.
And got to have a budget. And that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Know.
Well, yeah, budget is definitely, yeah, that's key.
Because, you know, the thing about it is if you really want to do something in life, that is not even an issue. If you coming to me complaining already, about or trying to make a deal, you know, it's not going to happen. You're not ready
right.
yet.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, and I don't want people to think that, you know, we cross the arm and the leg. I mean, you know, you do need to have some type of budget, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're in the business to work with you and to take care of you. And also, we want to keep our lights on. We want to keep gas in the cars, you know, and we got to keep, you know, our families fed. So you need to be able to come to the table with something, most definitely.
Exactly. Because you can't do it off of free will.
Those
days are
over. No. Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely so.
Yes, yes. And definitely, we're here live in Lipstick Radio Studio, and we got two shows going on right now. So also be sure and follow Miss Kimberly Carley on Lipstick Radio, too. We got to support her, you know, out there, and, you know, you got to build that network. We're here.
Okay,
Hollywood.
I will. I definitely will follow her, most definitely. Hello to everybody that's listening on that show, too. Hey, y'all.
Yes,
oh, and let me
awesome.
Give a quick shout-out to Cali. We do represent a client out in Cali. Shout-out to Project Imagine. They're working on a big, big, big skater event for a community recreation center for children. It'll be in August. So, y'all, please go and follow at Project Imagine 2 on Twitter,
okay.
At Project Imagine 2.
All right. And real quickly, you know, I see we got King Ruffin in the building, and I know we want to bring him in. Is that all right?
yeah. Come on, King Ruffin. Come on, King.
Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Wonderful. I'm just tuning in. Everything sounding real good.
Thank you.
And we're here with the Motivation Marketing Queen here. You know, if you got any needs, that's the person to contact.
Yeah, I hear. I'm definitely going to have to reach out and touch you, you know.
And
that music. Okay, I'm down here in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
Definitely reach out to us. Yep, that's right down
the street
a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, are you an artist, King Ruffin?
Yes, I am an artist, but I have artists as well. I have my own label, so just trying to run a whole little corporation, trying to, you know, get everything off the ground. But so far, so
now,
good.
Now, do you have any questions for our guest tonight? Anything you would like to ask? You know, some artists and managers and record labels, they have a lot of questions, you know, that something they might not know in regards to marketing or anything you would like to ask our guest tonight.
Well, yeah, as far as, I guess, grabbing the attention of a record label or industry, what's the most things they look for, or what do as far as, you know, grasping their attention and making them really look for you?
In the industry, the number
yeah.
one thing that they want to see is numbers. They only want to see numbers. They want to see, you know, your followers and
mm-hmm.
who is, you know, checking for you. They want to see, you know, sales. You know, it's just a numbers game in the industry now. They're not really even checking to see if you're grinding anymore. They just want to see, you know, if you out there and people are looking at you and checking for you. That's all they want to see.
Yeah.
So just make sure that your YouTube numbers are up, and they definitely rocking with that Twitter. So make sure your Twitter numbers are up and where they need to be. And also make sure that your projects are really good and clean and look good. I've come across a lot of artists that, you know what, they may have really good products, but the images and the graphics and, you know, the actual packaging is no good. And we do attend a lot of local artist events. And, you know, they may have a nice squad, they may have T-shirts, but when they get up on that stage, they cussing, they, you know, they're saying all kinds of stuff, you know, and you don't have to do all that. You know, it's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, just always keep in mind that, you know, you never know who's in the building, so always put your best foot forward.
Exactly. In the day, you might be a role model, you know. So,
exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. Yep. Your peers are definitely watching. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I love that you say that because a lot of artists don't understand that people do not want to hear all that cussing, especially the industry. And I have judged and I have been a part of so many showcases, and they have told them, they was like, it was good, but you had a lot of curse words in there, and they don't want to hear that. And I don't know when did they start. Like a lot of
exactly.
I don't know when did they start.
I don't know.
What did you say, King Ruffin? You try to do what?
I try to critique my music, though. Like, nowadays, like, I can drop a song. You don't have to have cursing in it. You know, every now and then you might get one or two, but majority of my music, I just try to give it to you, and I'd have people say, what? Oh, you ain't cuss? Like, they was into the song so much that they didn't notice that I didn't cuss one time in the track. So that's what I try to do, too.
And, you know, I think it's funny that a lot of people forget that, you know, when Lil Wayne first got on, he didn't curse at all. He did not
that's
curse
true.
At all. And, you know, a lot of people forget that. You know, he got on without cursing, and you know, he's one of the biggest rappers to date. And he sold, you know, I don't even know the statistics on what he sold, but, you know, you don't have to do, you don't have to do all of that, you know, to get from point A to point B. You know, if you want to curse and say the N-word and all that, say it for your CD. You know, your followers and stuff, if they want to hear it, put it on there. But when you up on stage, do the edited version, please.
That is true.
And who else, you know, we let's not forget, like, Will Smith. He done took it to the movies.
That was one of my role models. I like Will, but I respect that, though, because you don't have to do that nowadays. Everybody you listen to wants to say you this, you gotta pop this Motley. You got to, you know, I'm like, golly, you sound like this guy. Like, be yourself. You know, I want to be original too, because I feel the industry is looking for that originality, and we definitely got that. I'm not gonna rap about this car I don't have, or, you know, this $1 billion house that I don't own. Giving it to you.
You got to know where the music is flowing. How is it going? How is the music flowing? You know, you just can't be out here making twerk songs and, you know, it ain't the dime. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
But you got to know what's going on and how it's flowing. But, you know, it's all about asking questions and learning, because you want to ask questions, you want to know. Some people don't understand, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Get the information you need, the proper information.
Yeah. How does the saying go? The worst question or the dumbest question is the question that's unasked. Definitely so. If you don't ask the question, you won't never know.
That's true. That's
exactly
right. That's why I don't have a problem. I know some people got that pride issue or what they're saying. Hey, I need to know.
Exactly right.
Definitely would ask.
And you don't want to get the
thank you for giving that knowledge out there. Because some people
don't
like to tell you either.
You don't want to get misinterpreted, too, because some people will tell you. That's why you got to do your research to go back up what you saw. You know, just like in the Bible, you got the preacher up there preaching. You can't go by what he's just saying. You got to go back and look it up, you know. Because anybody can tell you anything just to get your money. You know, I can be like, oh, the sky is blue. And you be like, oh, okay, it is here. Here goes $50, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, anybody can tell you anything. So, you know, you want to hear it and you want to take it in, but you want to go back and look it up for yourself, because not all this stuff that everybody's given is correct. That's
that is
all
true.
I like that. It's not right.
A question as well. I don't know if do you do YouTube promotion as well? You do?
Somebody better answer the phone now.
I got a question
look,
making
you know
your
he
channel.
Probably, he got two phones over there. He got the, he on one phone and he got one going on. Like, what?
Yeah, I got skewed there.
That's okay.
As far as making your channel an official channel, I've heard that it was 100,000 views to make your YouTube channel, you know, official channel where YouTube, I guess, sends you an invitation to work together or promote their merchandise as best or however it goes.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody got different things. The whole point is, regardless of what it is, you're going to have to put in some work.
Right.
You know, like a lot of people, I mean, regardless, just know that whatever you do, it's gonna take work. If you try to do it the cheat, you know, like some people try to cheat. I mean, when you cheating, you get a cheap reaction because listen, a lot of people like to buy followers. Guess what?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to? You're not talking to nobody.
Yeah.
How you building your fan base if nobody's there?
And you know, it's now they have it to where they know if you have bought the followers, and then on the same token, they will watch the consistency. If you have 150 followers on Tuesday, but then Wednesday you got 100,000. Come on,
Come on, son. But not only that, guys. Let me tell you how deep it is. I had did this event. It's a Madden tournament with Primetime Gamers and the game, you know, with the game as well. That was my first event in Cali. But anyways, when they was doing research on me, they went down my timeline. They can tell, too. But they went down my timeline to see how many was bots or how many people was real. They also did this thing where you could put in like the person name it, and it could say whether or not if this account has X amount of followers that are, you know, like just there.
Yeah, or ghost followers or something like that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. You know, people, they don't realize it. And sometimes you wonder why people didn't get back with you. But they look at those things. And not only about the followers and stuff like that, other on the other networks too, they're looking to see what's real and what's not, you know. So they do thorough believe me, they do thorough research because, the guy told me, he didn't even have to tell me that. He was like, oh, we went through all your stuff, and it was official. I was like, okay. I was like, what all y'all do? Because I wanted to know. And when they told me that, I was like, okay. He was like, you just put your name in here, and he tell you all the of your account, all the people that are real or that are just there that haven't spoke to you in a week or so or what have you. It's amazing.
Yeah, I had to get an app, actually, because I had a lot of ghosts or fake followers, people who had zero Twitch. I'm like, what? And they were just fake accounts. And I lost a lot of followers like that, but I removed them all because I know they do penalize that. Even on Instagram, they will mess up your account by having those fake accounts following you.
Yeah, it will.
So I deny them.
Now let everybody know what app you use so they can use it too.
Oh, it's an app that's free. I got a Galaxy phone, so it's for all the Android people. But it might work for iPhones as well, but it's called InstaFollow.
IPhone.
Oh, okay. But it's called InstaFollow, and you can hook up your Twitter account as well as your Instagram account. and let you know who who is ghost followers, who stop following you. Just it lets you know everything. It's pretty awesome. I love it. So.
Yeah, and it also lets you know who are the top celebrities and who are whatever that are following you that also have followers that you can follow their followers.
Yeah, that is true. It compares them in different categories, so that's pretty awesome. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because
I hate
the same
when
I
be a person with like 30,000 followers. They follow me, I be feeling good, and I turn around the next day they don't follow me. I'm like, oh, y'all just got the little
game
they play. Exactly.
It's a game.
Make
but
them
you
follow
have to
me
keep
then.
Up with that because people are watching.
Got to.
But to
real,
I'm gonna tell you. To be honest, it really doesn't matter how many I'm talking about. As far as this is what I'm telling you. Like it matters how many followers you have if you build it, you know, because you're building it. But I'm talking about like you can have 200 followers, but if those 200 followers are helping you, you know, and they working for you, that's all that matters. It's real. As long as they real, you know. You ain't everything. It ain't, they all ain't going to be real, but you know what I'm saying. You know, as long as they working for you, as long as it works for you, that's the thing. Your network, your connection.
That's it. And like I said, people do watch it. People do watch and see who you're talking to, what you're talking about, and if they talk them back.
And that's why we're here tonight with Miss Dana, you know, to network, to build that network, you know, different avenues. You know I promote, but Miss Dana promotes, and she does her thing. And that's why I said we had to bring her on tonight because, you know, she makes it happen. And we got to shout her out for that. And that's why we got her on. And so, you know, you guys, the network, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, she definitely had to tweet me, DM me or something, because I definitely need that, because I promote. But it's just, you know, I do my local thing. I'm a club promoter as well. I do a lot as well, so I kind of help myself when I was promoting. But I need that worldwide scale that you have. You know, I need that global networking going on.
Okay. So you do so you do parties too, huh?
Yes, I do parties. So that kind of gave me an advantage that some, you know, artists that don't have that. I've kind of already been in that promoting world. So that's my little advantage. I'm trying to do that. Stay tied in. So you tied in with the clubs, with all the DJs. It's kind of advantage. So.
Because we actually started out doing a lot of promotions, too, a lot of night events. Here lately, we have actually papered off from doing the nightlife and the night, you know, night events and things like that. But and that's a serious grind right there. And then you got to hope that it do what it needs to do and you make that money back.
Yeah.
I must admit, I don't miss it.
Okay. I see. That's why I be
but
getting my
there,
junk
kicked out. You know, we will. Don't get me wrong now.
We'll
jump back into it. We still deep in the street.
Yeah.
We are too. Hey, and like I told everybody, the Nikki Rich Show is for, hey, what kind of guests we have? We go from the elite to the streets. Everybody's the same. We all got one purpose.
That's it.
And you know, like I said, and we're here blessed tonight to have you on, Miss Dana, our special guest, and just to have King Ruffin to call in as well. You know, that's a blessing. You know, it's truly amazing.
Very much. That is. Help put a little more knowledge in my head. So I definitely appreciate that. That was a blessing for me to just run across Miss Nikki's Twitter, my suggestion box. I seen it. I clicked. Like, what was that? You know, he was up there with a celebrity. You know, I seen them blue checks over there. So I had to click over there. Then
that's
a red get the information, you know, I said, oh, this is vital. This is somebody important. So I didn't care if you ain't reply back or nothing. I was like, I'm going to follow her.
Well, thank you. And really, I'm glad, like Nikki said, I'm glad that you took the time to ask the questions because, you know, a lot of people do have questions and you know, some people are shy and things like that. But on the same token, if you don't ask, you won't know. And it takes a big person just to call in and just, you know, ask the questions that they have. So we, you know, salute you for taking the time out and just jumping in and asking the question. We appreciate you.
Thank
you. Yes, sir. Thank you. And, you know, we welcome you back. You know, like I said, we offer promotions as well. And the thing about us is, me and Ms. Dana, we are different avenues for the artists. It's not just, you don't want to just be at one. You want to be everywhere. You know, we have a different fan base, both of us, you know. So you want to go to Dana, you want to go to Nikki Rich, you want to go to this person, you want to go to that person. You know, that's the thing.
That's the goal.
Uh-huh.
That's the goal and the dream. So
that's
exactly right. I will be working with both of y'all.
You know, you want to be everywhere.
Gotta be. I want somebody in Texas to be like, who is this King Ruffin guy?
Yeah.
Why am I hearing him out here?
They already checking you out. I just went ahead and started following you, and I saw your information on there, and I'm sure that they saw it just the same, and I'm almost certain they already on you, already YouTubing it up, and you know, just Googling and all of that. Trust me.
That would definitely be a blessing. I will also return that favor, following me, but you know I'm on the phone, so I can't follow back at the moment.
Well, thank you for tuning in tonight with us, King Ruffin, and we welcome you back, you know, to the Nikki Rich Show. We can have that exclusive interview with you as well.
And I thank you guys for having me. It's truly been a blessing, and thank y'all.
Well, you didn't shout out. You said you got a record label, but what is your record label? You know, we know you're King Ruffin, but... You know, you got to tell us a little bit about it. Can we follow you? Are you on Instagram?
I just want to let y'all do y'all thing. You know, I'm just the guest guy. But now, if the time is right, I would love to shout my team out. Okay, well, name is King Ruffin. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at @IamKingRuffin. You can also follow me on Instagram at @YesIamKing. You can check me out on YouTube. You can go search King Ruffin or my label, Bloodline King ZNT. My group called 501 Gang. No, it's not like Bang Bang. It's Levi Jeans. That's all we rock with exclusive exotic kicks. So 501 Gang, y'all like to dress fresh. Y'all got to check us out. YouTube, over 43,000 views. No, we didn't buy them. So y'all check us out. And thank y'all so much, man. And we follow back, too. We do follow back. Yes,
okay, and I just want to say them Levi's, they expensive? Man, them things expensive.
They is, but, hey, they on sale right now. Y'all check them out. Well, I know up here in Atlanta, Augusta 501 Jeans, they all on sale for $29.99. That's right. I guess till they sell out, they got some new ones supposed to be dropping. But, yes, the original price is $70, so. I don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to buy them all.
Okay.
While they still on sale. Gotta have every color, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was over in Belk the other day, and those things like $80. Shout out to
the
Yeah,
that's the original price. You gotta check Macy's, though. Macy's had the sale when I was in Atlanta last week. We was in Neiman Marcus, and it was $29.99 for the 501.
Okay. That's better. Like I said, shout out to Levi's. They making all the
pay. Yeah. Hey, we got a phone, Levi's Exotic Kicks. Y'all check that out. Levi's, you might need us.
Hey, shout out to Levi's. So if you want to be a sponsor, you can call.
That's it.
818-533-1723.
I guarantee you, they hit that phone. Hey, Nikki made it happen. Y'all hear that song, man. It's going to be a rap.
I know that's right.
You got to talk about Levi's.
King
rapping? Yeah, it's called my group 5-1 Gang. The song is called Levi's and Exotic Kicks. Man, that thing is crazy. Oh, also Reverb Nation. If y'all on Reverb Nation, it's reverbnation.com/King Ruffin. The song is on there.
There you go.
It's going down. Levi's Exotic Kicks. Paper Chasers, okay. Rodham Motivators, you know, just we make motivational music, man. That's all.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We got Mr. King Ruffin of the 501 Gang, meaning Levi's,
yeah.
That is.
And yeah, Levi's.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You be good.
You have a blessed one, too, okay?
All right.
Alrighty, and we are live right here right now with our special guest. She is the founder of Motivation Marketing, Ms. Dana Seabury. Man, we're having a blast tonight, Ms. Dana. I'm loving it.
Yes. I'm enjoying it as well. I'm enjoying it as well. I love when people ask questions and things like that. You know, we can talk all day long, but on the same token, if you've had a question, just ask.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we know that you are, that's what your job, that's what you do, that's what you love to do. And you set up consultations, you meet with them, and you just help the artists out there. And we're just grateful for that. You are there, another avenue, and, and we want everybody to know about it. And now, give out some more information real quickly. About Motivation Marketing, where they could go, all your contact info.
Okay. Well, this is Dana Seabury of MotivationMarketingFirm.com. I am on Twitter at MotivationMKTG. I'm on Instagram at MotivationMKTG. I am on Facebook. Check out the fan page, Motivation Marketing Firm, and definitely like us, please. Let's see, I'm also on LinkedIn, Dana Seabury. I can, for emails, we're at motivationmktg@gmail. Phone number, 704-326-2187. And for those that are around the city, I will be speaking on marketing and branding on Saturday, actually, for the Ultimate Woman's Affair. So definitely check that out. That's on Eventbrite. You can find it there, or it's on my website. It's also on Facebook fan pages and everywhere. So, however you need to get to me, just get to me, and I've given out, I think, about 4 or 5 different ways. So holler at me if you need me.
Most definitely. Well, we thank you again for calling in, Ms. Dana Seabury, and we welcome you back. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you, too. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, you were just listening to our guest, Ms. Dana. She is the founder of Motivation Marketing. Along with her, we just also had celebrity publicist in the building, Elvira Guzman. She is also an author and has a new novel coming out. We also welcome our independent artist, Hunch, in the building. If you missed these exclusive interviews tonight, you can go to our iTunes tab and put in the Nikki Rich Show, and you can go there as well as NikkiRichShow.com. All right? And we're going to take the time out right now to start up on our time where we play independent artist music. Right now, we're going to start off by playing Trees, and this is Creep Slow.
Round one for the city. It's our players rock. 25A.
Straight lace, no chase. Crep up in this game slow, still be blowing in dope. I be high as angels, they cooler than your tango. Watching off a 5-0, they be down for Jim Crow. Buckets these, we ride low, rear view is clear, so yes, it's time to slide, we hit the gas. Hoes be on the curb, turning heads as we pass. CDs in the dash, and we bumping Pimp C. Photos on that Chevy, but we rolling 3D. Blowing on the club, cause my high is coming through. Got some raw to roll, no, they came from out of town. Liquor in my system, so it got me at attention. I hear them hoes talking, but I don't really listen. See, I'm on a mission and I'm never losing focus. The ones who say the most, man, I swear they be the brokest. It ain't hard to notice, homie, stop off at the stop. Turn my music up like it's a show, but nigga, no. We creep slow, blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we. Bitch, tail out the parking lot. Now we beating up the block. Know this shit don't ever stop. Running lights while niggas watch. Don't let your tweeters knock. Girl, gonna let that kid it pop. Might just let you get on top. Only if you let it drop. I am with your nigga now. My aim is to turn it out. Wetter than a belly flop. Hotter than a beauty shop. Turn it up another notch. You tighter than a bolt of lock. See, I'm giving her the beat. Knocking down London bridges. Had to paint the perfect image. But I keep her at a distance, cause I know she want my riches. She'll be gone at any minute. Then it's right back to the grind out. You took enough of my time, folks. My homie got the dice for what they hitting for. Grab my money off the floor. Proceed to cruise slow. Blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we blowing on this hand. Ride it with my hand. All we know is him. Man, you see we turn it up another night. Another night. Let them know you on the block. On the block. Check your mirrors for the top. Look out. Couple L's is on the clock. Weigh it up. Windows up, we hot box. Smoke stuff. Bad bitches in stock. Okay. See the haters try to mind what you do. So we switch it off tight. What you tell? Turn it up another night. Another night. Let them know you on the block. On the block.
To the bottom where it ain't a thing to hit a man.
Yeah.
With 9 millimeters over 9 milligrams. When I lose, thank the Lord just to get a chance. Your opinion about us, I can give a damn. What you know about the South? Is you so sure? Spit it so pure that this verse could be a brochure. What you seeing on TV could never be me. Molded rims and inches, talking limbs and legends. Cut from the cloth or the cotton in my granny pick. Work like an amputee, ain't nobody hand me this. I ain't worried once they get past the candy paint and see us clearly. We work from candy cane. 3 education, school, church, and street corner. Smart brother, keep a small Bible and a heat on them. 3 warn them that we get stronger with doubt. Come on home to the South, throw some gold in your mouth.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow and show.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow and show. Now that I got your undivided attention, I take it deeper. Overworked and underpaid, and we ain't accepting neither. We're pimps and politicians talking just like the preacher. Don't like it, don't visit, don't want you, don't need you. You ain't worthy of the dirty. Situation's ugly, but the lessons learned, heard it. Grand folks by 30, now surely
y'all ain't still talking about our slow tongue. Did you forget where your chick was hit to get your smoke from? So numb, we ain't surprised by the gunplay. Learn to trap from Brandon, selling beer on Sundays. Take me out the south, still the traces in my blood. I ain't talking about a place, still got my raisin in the sun. True south, I'm with church in the cotton field, still singing. For old souls on my family tree, still swinging. No complaints, got dealt, then we paid the card. Southern by location, country by the grace of God.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure.
This the only South I know. This the only South I know. This the only South I know.
We move steady but ready, slow but sure. Now it's time to make a lasting impression. Middle fingers getting thrown at some of the players that's repping. Probably thought.
All right, you're listening to Sankofa, the only South I know. And we got one more song we want to play tonight. We got Marathon League. Shout out to Marathon League. Been doing their thing right now. We're going to go and play Bucket Full of Decades. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show tonight. Check us out tomorrow, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern and 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back to roll. I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back. No, 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 no. I got money, count money, got money, count money, got money, count money.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vanero.
Got money, count money, got money, count money.
My name is Vanero.
Count money, got money.
You got
money. Buckets of duckets. If you look in my pocket, he might stir up a ruckus. Bands, no instruments, buckets, no auto. Money in the fold, pockets forever swole. Ooh, bucket full of duckets. Ooh, some gon' be lucky. Me and my team like money to the ceiling. If you ain't getting money, get that out the building. Money, money, money. All we know is money. If you ain't getting no money, bah, shoot yourself, dummy. I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back to broke. I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back. No, no.
I'm a loop hello to my little friend. I'm a beat look, I'm a brick look, I'm a bitch, just elite look, so when I finish, I'm gonna kick look, and you won't do shit, you a weak look, I don't got no talk, I delete look, download that top and it'll beat look, I make it rain all year round, and I put you like I'm working for the pound. It's about to go down, and I brought along my bucket, cause my pocket just won't fit all of these duckets. And yeah, I love bands, 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 bands. Buddha, bam, bam. Young Dre, bam, bam. Phoenix got them bands, bam. I'm in love with bands, bam. Yeah, we love them bands, bam. Don't know where this going, but I just love saying bam, bam.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back to broke. I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back. No, no.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show. You can check us out on on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as at Nikki R Show. Log on to our Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich, and also the Nikki Rich Show. And you can go to our Facebook. You can look up Miss Nikki Rich and Nikki Rich. And we just thank you guys so much for all your support. Log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. Thank you guys. Have a
Nikki
blessed
night. Nikki Rich.